Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study Galatians chapter 4, we were taught the infirmity of a brother should not be seen as repulsive, but as a call of God to come to his aid. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Again, look at verse 15. Where is then the blessedness? The blessedness ye spake of. And then it goes on to tell him, for I bear your record that if it had been possible, you would have plucked out your own eyes and have given them to me. Oh, sometimes people forget so easily. See, when you're Christ-like, when you're that way, you don't view Paul's infirmity as yuck. No. You view it as God's call to come to their aid. We are a body of Christ. You sprain an ankle, the rest of your body helps the ankle. Your arms, your hands, the way you walk, the other foot that's not sprained, everything is to help to make things easier on the injured part. And should that not be our heart for one another in the local church? So this reality is causing them to waver. And so we go on to verses 16 through 18. He says, am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? Whoa, that's a hard one, isn't it? He says, they zealously affect you, but not well. Yea, they would exclude you, that you might affect them. But it's good to be zealously affected always in a good thing, and not only when I am present with you. So, am I become your enemy because I tell you the truth? After the recounting of the above verses, why are they now wavering? Why is it dividing them? Think on these verses from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 15 and verse 19. The apostle says to the church at Corinth, and I will very gladly spend and be spent for you. Now listen to this next phrase. Though the more abundantly I love you, the less I be loved. Again, think ye that we excuse ourselves unto you? We speak before God in Christ. But we do all things, dearly beloved, for your edifying. You see, they thought, well, you know, this is too negative. It's not really something that is good that attracts people. That Paul, he just is so negative in hitting sin. And you see, they say he lacks love. And so, what is the truth of the matter? The Holy Spirit hadn't right. The more abundantly I love you, the less I be loved. When you're walking in the Spirit, you will yearn, greatly desire, good, hard Bible preaching, fundamental Bible teaching. They thought it was too negative. Not abundant love and edification. Well, of course, they thought that because they were now walking away from walking in the Spirit. Truth is for our edifying, even if it's truth that our flesh does not like. Truth edifies, builds up, strengthens the inner man, the new man, the new nature that we received at our salvation. When truth opposes the flesh for which I yearn and desire, we see then that the one who speaks the truth and not live the truth ourselves, then we begin to see them as an enemy. But the truth is, they are an enemy, but of our fleshly desires. You see, these are people that made decisions for Christ, or started out well, then got off the line. They are fickle. You say they're fickle? Yes, you know, fickle is being changeable, particularly in one's loyalties. See, that was going on back then when people appealed to the flesh, and it still goes on today. And they waver. A fickle person is one that wavers. And that divides. The Holy Spirit is showing them that they are fickle. The point now is, am I your continual enemy? Am I on your enemy's list because I continually speak the truth in love? But your flesh does not want to hear it, because they're walking in the flesh. The flesh is dominant, not the Spirit. As a matter of fact, in the Greek, the scholars tell us that this was to view them as a hostile enemy. And so it says in verse 16, am I therefore become your enemy, your hostile enemy, because I tell you the truth? Look, I've had people get mad at me for talking about religious music, religious rock music, immodest dress, and other things of the flesh, because those things of the flesh are more important to them than the holiness and the righteousness of God and the relationship with Him. And so that is the result. This then is showing us the typical reaction of Christians today who are in the flesh and simply may not be aware of it. They're just not aware they're walking in the flesh. And yet they are. They are walking in the flesh. The unrighteous man will hate preaching that reveals those inward things that show that he is leaning towards the flesh. You see, Jesus said this in John chapter 3, verses 19 and 20. Why did men hate what he had to say? Because men loved darkness rather than light. And when light would begin to reveal, they hated him. Same book, John 7, 7. He says, you can't hate, but me they hate because I testify of their deeds that they are evil. And so there are people that hate the love of the truth. They hate those who would preach the truth. And that brings problems. See, the righteous man, particularly the preacher. Well, let me just take a look at that. In Ezekiel chapter 2, we look at Ezekiel here, and you know, I'm going to digress here for just a moment. But we look at men like Ezekiel and Jeremiah, and they could have accepted the counsel of their fears. And you know, that's what I think that is the reason many Christians fall. They take the counsel of their fears. They fear, my children won't like me, my children, I'll lose them, my friends won't have anything to do with me, my job, I won't advance. And their fears, the counsel of their fears, takes them away from the walk of truth. And when they're faced with administering a needed biblical reproof, be it in the pulpit or in person, then there's a problem. In Ezekiel chapter 2, verses 6 through 8, the Lord says to Ezekiel, "Now, son of man, be not afraid of them, neither be afraid of their words. Though briars and thorns be with thee, and thou dost dwell among scorpions," walking in thorns and briars and being among scorpions, that doesn't sound too good, does it? He says, "Be not afraid of their words, nor be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house." Well, he's looking at their hatred of his stand for the truth as thorns, as briars, and scorpions. He says, don't be dismayed because of the way they look at you, at how they are rebellious. But he goes on and says, "And thou shalt speak my words unto them." Again, those are God's words. "Thou shalt speak my words unto them, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear. They are most rebellious. But thou, son of man, hear what I say unto thee. Be not thou rebellious like that rebellious house." That's pretty hard, isn't it? The very next chapter, verses 7 through 9 of Ezekiel chapter 3, he says, "But the house of Israel will not hearken unto thee, for they will not hearken unto me. For all the house of Israel are impudent and hard-hearted." Now, he's telling Ezekiel, look, the house of Israel, they're not going to hearken to you. They won't hearken to me. They're hard-hearted. They're impudent. But you preach it anyway. And he goes on to say, "Behold, I made thy face strong against their faces, and thy forehead strong against their foreheads. As an adamant harder than flint have I made thy forehead. Fear them not, neither be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house." So he says, hey, people reject you, they hate you, they say all manner of evil against you. You just stand in there. Let God strengthen your face against their face. Let God strengthen your forehead against them. You just stand true. You stand for the Lord, and let him use you. Do you think that with these things going on in our country that we mentioned a little while ago, that of the homosexual marriage, of the Common Core they're trying to get in schools? By the way, some of the things in Common Core are not allowed to be read openly on television or printed in your newspapers because it's hardcore pornography in words. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ. Christ Jesus.